Hello, everyone. Welcome to the DMV Business Show. I'm your host, Odo Sevilla. And today I have a very special guest for you. We have Bavik, also known as Bav Tanak. Bav is the founder and CEO of Aesthetic Imprints. Welcome to the show, Bav.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. The pleasure is all mine, man. Before we get into your personal story, if you can give the audience, if they haven't heard, if they don't know who is Aesthetic Imprints, I do, of course, because I found you on social. But if you can just give them a brief general overview, what do you guys do?
Yeah, Aesthetic Imprints is a custom apparel printing company that I started in my parents' basement. We do screen printing, embroidery, vinyl. We do all of that. So basically, whenever businesses, companies need apparel printed with their logo, design, or in bulk, we go ahead and get that done for you. So if you're a gym that needs merchandise printed, we'll get that done for you. If you're a business that needs your logo printed on apparel or embroidered on apparel to look professional for your staff, we'll get that done for you. Or if you're a clothing brand, we'll produce your merch for you. So we do a lot of everything, produce a lot of merch.
That's great. You also have your own line, right?
Yeah, we have our own line as well that we do. We try to focus on that, but the custom side of things usually takes over. But yeah, we have our own line as well.
Right now, Bob, would you say as far as your time between your own line and I guess the commercial side of things, right, with a third party, is it 50-50 or how is it now?
No, it's like 95-5.
95 yeah, commercial, third party?
Yeah, because the custom started first. You know, I always wanted to have my own clothing brand. That's how I got into this game, was buying a cheap screen printing press in high school. And then like, I'm going to make my own stuff. I'm not going to outsource this. I'm just going to print for my own brand. And then a high school club or like some organization needed some shirts that I was working with in the college and career center. And she needed some shirts. She was like, can you make them for me? I was like, sure. And then I made them for her. It was like a dozen or so shirts, and I made 100, 200, 300 bucks off that. And I was like, wow, did I just make money by just making and designing some shirts for them? So it was like, that was like the aha moment. Like, yeah, this could be something. So I just, ever since then, I've just been going at it. And then I've just been in the custom side of things, but our brand as well. But we've just been so busy with the custom side.
I love it. So it all started for you in high school then?
Yeah, it all started in high school. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's great. Before that, are you originally from the DMV or?
Yeah, we've been in the DMV for years now. So originally I'm Indian. My nationality is Indian. Parents are Indian. I was born in Africa though. So I was born there, and then, you know, my parents migrated here when I was like 3-4 years old. And then ever since then, we've been in the DMV area. So I've just really just grown up really here.
So you grew up in what, DC, Maryland, Virginia?
We came to Silver Spring, and then we moved to Waldorf, and then we moved to Clarksburg, and then I'm in Frederick now.
Okay. So yeah. I guess during that childhood period, where's the memories that you, I guess, you go back to, or where you spend the most time, you would say?
Like childhood wise, I would say, you know, school took up a lot of time, but you know, I've never been in love with school. So every time I was in school, I would be doodling on my paper, trying to come up with logos for my brand, or trying to come up with the next business I want to start. It's always been like a business mindset for me. I've always wanted to have a business. Growing up, I used to like the entrepreneurial side of me started when I was like simple lemonade stand, and then it went into shoveling snow. Like that was like my bread and butter when it was winter. Like I was out there shoveling snow, and back then it snowed a lot. Right now we're barely getting any snow, but back then, you know, it'd be like a foot of snow, and I'd go out there, shovel people's driveways, make a couple hundred bucks, and I was like, cool, this is awesome. And then all that money, instead of wasting it, I just saved it because I knew I always wanted to start something. So whenever I got that money, instead of going out and spending it on designer shoes or something like that, I just put it in a little bin I had and just put it away until I knew what I wanted to do with it.
That's great. So you always had that entrepreneurial bug even at a young age then.
Yeah, for sure. I just love it. You know, part of it could be that I was just grown up in like my parents own like a retail boutique clothing store for like 10, 15 years now. That's something they've done is just own a small boutique store in a mall. We've hopped around from mall to mall. So I'd be in there sometimes helping out, doing whatever retail side of things needed. So, I've kind of grew around that apparel business as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you were exposed that way then. You have any siblings?
Yeah, two
Okay.
brothers,
Did they
older
also
brothers.
go the business route or
No,
no?
I'm the only one. Yeah, I'm the
Okay.
only one. Yeah, they didn't go the business route.
So everyone's different. You were the youngest out of the three boys, but I guess yeah.
I'm the youngest. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's
I'm
great. So
24 now.
yeah. So you started in high school, and this was high school for you was Clarksburg or?
Clarksburg High School. Yep.
Okay, got it. Well, not back then. You're only 23, right? I was gonna say it's not as populated as it is right now with Clarksburg.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been there in like, I graduated 17, so it's been a few years. It was populated back then too, but it's probably worse now. So totally different day and age now. COVID and everything probably changed a lot.
So it helps that both parents are entrepreneurial, you said, with a retail clothing business line. You said your two older brothers, I assume they went more the traditional, they go to college or
Yeah,
no?
they went to college and then now they have a full-time job. They're doing their own thing.
Were your parents when, you're the last one right out of the house and they were like, Bob, school, no school? Were they like, oh my God, you're going to go the business route? How did they take that?
No, I was still in school. Even though I didn't like school, I was still in school. So I still went through my high school. I still did community college as well. So I was still in community. I went to Montgomery College and all that time, I was still going to school, doing my thing, but I was in the behind the scenes, growing the business, like taking my laptop, doing business meetings there, and like trying to search for the school and just trying to sell myself, get myself out there. So it was definitely a great experience. I still went to school. But as business just started to pick up, like it was just to the point that I just had to choose one or the other. I finished my associates in community college and then it was time to go to like college. And that's when COVID happened. So when I went to University of Maryland Shady Grove Business School, I did the first semester. It was great, but I was just so busy. Like I was staying up till like past midnight every day just to finish my homework and whatever schoolwork I had to do through like Zoom and everything. And then burning the midnight oil trying to print the shirts because I had deadlines and then like I had to get that done and at the same time I had deadlines of school, so it was just stressing me out and I just had to choose something. So instead of going to school, I just went all in on my passions and took the business route, and honestly it's the best decision I made. I haven't looked back since.
I love that. You mentioned you were out there trying to get business. So if I can take you back to when you were starting the business, I know the first orders were from maybe some clubs in high school, but how would you get the word out, as far as, hey, this is what I do now, looking for the orders, right?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's one of the hardest parts in starting a business, I would say, is like getting your first orders and getting yourself out there because you're like a baby, you're like a newborn. Nobody knows about you until you get yourself out there. And in today's day and age, social media is really key because that's what I really use. I was on social media, made my account for my business. Just started to post work that I'm doing this and just started to make content. And then I was just sliding in people's DMs, local businesses, local artists. I just slide in their DM. Hey, I make t-shirts. If you need merch for your fans, I can get that done for you. Or I just slide in people's DMs like that. And obviously not everyone will respond. You DM 100 people, only one or two would really respond and say yes. But you got to take those no's on your chin and just keep it moving forward. And it only takes one. So once you get that one order, boom, I would capitalize on that order, make content out of it, make videos, produce it, and then like boom, hey, this is what I do. I started to like make like a portfolio on my Instagram because that's key. Because if I have an order and I don't document that process, nobody knows that I even did work. Because as a new business and as a new customer, people want to see your work, see what you've done. So if you have a portfolio built out and that you can show them, like, here's proof of what we've done, they're more likely to work with you because they know you're already going, you have some work going. So that's just really what I did is capitalize on that and make a lot of content and just cold call, cold email, cold DM, and just took it from there.
That's great. So it served multiple purposes as far as you reaching out, you get the order. Like you said, the percentage is like 1 or 2% that actually get back to you, whether you're cold
Right.
calling, walking in the door to a business, or DMing people through social. But now you can utilize this to create content for yourself and then hopefully promote more, right?
Exactly. Yep. And it's like a portfolio, like I said, so people can actually see what you've done.
Yeah, that's great. Nowadays, have things changed as far as, you reaching out, or are things more inbound coming to you, or do you do both? Or from a marketing
Yeah.
standpoint, how do you get, I guess, the business in now?
Yeah, now hindsight, like looking past, it's been about 6, 7 years now. So now it's a lot of word of mouth. We've kind of built a good reputation going, a good following on our social. So now it's a lot of like we just get it, like people are DMing us, inbound calls and stuff like that. But we're still heavy on content. If you look on our Instagram, I'm still posting content about the projects we're working on, making a cool video. And it gets a lot of good engagement and views. And people like to see that because when they see that, it's like, oh, that's a good idea. I want to do something similar to that. Oh, he's working with them. I want to work with them too. It's like content is really important for me. And I just love making content. And in today's day and age, the organic reach is so good that anybody. Everybody should be on socials making content for their business, personal brand, whatever it is.
I'm glad you mentioned content, and I want to go deeper into that. So before this, though, as far as you going outbound, you're not doing much outbound now. It's more mostly everything's coming inbound to you because of the content that you're creating. Okay. Now, with content, Bob, I'm sure you've seen that the organic reach and some of these sort of more mature platforms like maybe Instagram, which I know you're heavy on, you've seen over the past maybe 12, 24 months, organic has gone down, right?
It has.
Yeah,
It
and
has. It has, but it hasn't. It's still great.
okay.
It's still better than what it was 5, 10 years ago. Because really, TikTok is what changed everything on all the course of all these platforms.
So
Is
true.
TikTok came in. TikTok came in with all this organic reach, just giving people so much organic reach to the point that you can be a new account, post a video, get 1 million views because it's pushing your content. It's not based on followers anymore. It's based on what you like, what interests you, because the algorithm is what's going to feed you. So now Instagram, everybody basically copied TikTok. It's like the TikTokification of everything. So Instagram took Reels. They called it Reels now, which is the same thing. Doesn't matter how many followers you have, they're going to push those Reels out there. YouTube, same thing. YouTube Shorts is like Reels, Instagram, TikTok, it's all the same thing. They all just did exactly what TikTok is doing and just trying to push the content out there. So now it's not really based on followers, it's based on interest. If people like it, then they'll watch it. And if, but you really got to get creative now because, as you mentioned, organic reach has gone down because demand and supply. There's a lot more supply out there now versus what it was during COVID time. So you really got to be good with your videos, hook them like, if they don't like it, their attention span is only like a couple seconds. If they don't like what the video looks, they're just going to swipe away. So you really got to appeal to them.
Are you on TikTok or are you mostly focused on Instagram?
I'm on TikTok here and there, but biggest focus right now is Instagram. But TikTok is great. I'm on there as well, but I haven't had been able to focus as much attention as I would than on Instagram. But TikTok's awesome. I plan to really go heavy on TikTok as well, like 2024.
What advice would you give someone if they wanted to focus on growing their brand, whether personal or business? On social, like for example, you mentioned Instagram. So now you have to be more creative. So are you thinking about the first couple of seconds in the video? If so, what's your train thought? Are you hashtags or what can someone do to sort of grow their organic reach on social?
It's a great question. Most people overthink the content. Like, you really don't have to go all in and hire someone and do like all this extra, like bedazzle the video and do all of that. Really, the best content that goes viral is simple things off your phone that you would never think would go viral. So it's like just document your day. That's really what I do. So I'm not even out here making content. It's really me just documenting what I'm doing in a day. So if I have a job where I'm printing 200 shirts for this job and it's this design, then let's turn on the camera and document the process from start to finish. Here's how we make the screen. Here's how we set up the design. And here's how we print it. I'm sure you've seen like the time lapses, or even just putting on the phone and throwing a time lapse, throwing a good audio on top and just going. But as a new business, then I would probably just document your process and just do that. Cause that's just what I do on YouTube. YouTube is another platform that I'm on. We've been able to scale a little over 20,000 subscribers on there, and that's more long form content where I'm documenting like day in the life of running my business. And that's been able to do a lot of good engagement as well. And that brings in some revenue and sales, because somebody would be in Illinois, Nevada, or wherever they are, they'll watch the videos and say, hey, I like the personality of this guy. I want to use him for my search. You believe it or not, that's happened. Like people will call me and say, are you the guy from YouTube? And I'm like, yeah, let's work.
Yeah. I mean, YouTube is a totally different platform, and you've only grown, you've been there more recent compared to Instagram, right? Maybe just a few years.
Yeah. YouTube's been like 2-3 years.
Instagram, okay.
Yeah. YouTube's only been 2-3 years, and Instagram was before that for sure.
And in YouTube, you're not focusing, because obviously they have shorts, which is sort of the reels and the TikTok version. Mm-hmm. Everyone has that. Are you doing a lot of shorts in YouTube, or is mostly long form over a minute or longer?
It's mostly long form. I've dabbled here and there into shorts and they do great. But it's mostly long form. I need to do more shorts, but it's a lot of long form. What I've noticed with the shorts is you get a lot of views from that, and then you get a lot of subscribers, but then it doesn't convert as much to the long form. I could be wrong, but like you could see how a lot of new YouTube channels are starting to get like million subscribers just off the shorts. But I really want to dial in on the long form, because that's really where the community is being built. But the short form is great, because I use that for like SEO terms, because YouTube is the second biggest search platform and right with Google. So when you title something specifically on shorts for like your customer, when you search something on Google, Google's going to show you that video. So like when I do shorts, I really do capitalize on like the SEO and like titling it in a specific way, because when you search something, that video will pop up, and it's definitely a good pro for YouTube. 2024, I want to really double down on all of my content. Lately, I've just slowed down because the business has become so busy, and then I've just been so behind on like editing and stuff. So hopefully 2024, I really double down and go even heavier on content.
And you're doing everything too, all the editing yourself?
Yeah, everything's me. This whole business is basically me.
Man, you never sleep then.
No, I don't. It's just a constant grind. That goes back to my clothing brand, which is called No Grind, No Glory. And it's just a lifestyle, you know, it's just a lifestyle I live. And I just, no grind, no glory. It's just a true meaning of like hard work. Like you really got to put the hard work in order to get the fruits of your labor.
What do you use? What software do you use for editing, Bob?
I use, depends. If it's on my phone, I could just do it on Instagram or TikTok, wherever I'm at. But if it's like my long form content, I use Adobe Premiere Pro on my computer.
And that's mostly for YouTube you use for the long form, right?
Yeah, but even like shorts and like Instagram, some videos like the horrors, like the long ways videos, I even use that on there. But it's mainly for like the long form.
For YouTube, I'm curious, do you focus a lot on, you know, they don't have hashtag, but they do have tags. You can tag things, right?
Yeah, they have tags. Like when you're when you're uploading a video, there's like tags that you can throw in there.
Do you do that, or you mostly just focus, I guess, on the titling and then getting a how to do whatever to get someone's interest to click?
Titling, editing, the first 30 seconds is important. You really got to hook them in. It's got to be, it can be so boring, but titling is important, and then thumbnail is important, and tags and stuff like that. We do all of that.
That's great. What would you say drives and motivates you?
What drives and motivates me to be better every day? And then like my parents, you know, coming here from a whole different country, coming here from nothing and seeing them climb up the way they did and built, just coming here with nothing and being able to run that store that they run, and then like doing what they do and just building from the ground up. Because, you know, I growing up, I saw them like go from a apartment to a townhouse to a single family. Like they just leveled up every time. It was really inspiring for them to come here with nothing, no minimal English, and just build a life that they did just for the sole purpose to give their kids a better life to come to America. And that was just beautiful. So I was like, I gotta live out this American dream. And like my biggest goal and mission is to repay them, like give them everything back, like just retire them, give them the life that they deserve.
Yeah, I love that. It's the immigrant mentality. I mean, I came to this country also for at a young age, even probably younger than you, when we immigrated here. There was a war in my country, but you come here for a better future. And
Right.
you know what's sad is I see people, I see kids, and whether they're coming from immigrant households or not, I'm like, how can you not take advantage of this? I mean,
Right.
I get it. Like I was raised in DC and then moved to Maryland for high school. And if it wasn't for that, I mean, the streets probably would have taken me in the wrong direction for sure, because that was the route I was heading. But then I see these kids and I'm like, come on, you got to get your life together. This is sad. This is not how it should be.
Yeah. It's just it's inspiring, especially when your parents do that and come all this way. And the American dream, I mean, that's what America is all about. Like you could start a business and build it from the ground up and take it somewhere. Like it's just awesome. I'm just inspired to continue growing and really do a lot for my parents, you know, give them the world.
I know you said you do everything. You're basically a one-man show. You wear all the hats there. And as you mentioned, you want to double down now in 2024 with more content. Do you have your typical schedule? Like, how does that look? Do you allocate a certain, this is for production, this is for, I don't know, creating content, this is editing. How do you do it? How do you break down your
Like,
day?
break down my day and week.
Yeah, like your daily, or is it just like whatever the flow is, depending on the orders, and then based on that?
No, there's definitely like a flow. So like when orders come in, we have a platform that we use to like schedule out our day. So when orders come in, we schedule it out the way they come in and the deadlines, how they are, and I have a understanding of what needs to be done when. So when I come in the morning, it's usually just hop on my emails, figured answer any of that, and then do like a lot of admin work, and then just set up for the day if this job needs to be set up and done. Check boxes in, open those up. So it's not just me. I do have my mom that's working with me. She's paid. She does help me in production, so she'll like open boxes, fold shirts, stack shirts, and do all that, assist production with me and do that. So that's generally how my day goes, is do production, and then towards the end of the day, I'll usually see what else is left that I need to do. But I'm usually here till like midnight every day. So it's like, it's a constant grind. So usually editing usually happens after hours, like midnight is usually what I'm doing. Trying to get that stuff out. Cause if I don't do it then, it's like the next day I got to get back in production and handle the business stuff. So it's like, that's why content has been put back recently, just cause we've just started to become so busy and production has just taken over. But usually when I'm doing content and stuff like that, it's usually after hours and trying to squeeze everything into one day. But now I'm just, there's not enough hours in a day.
Sounds like you need more help there.
Yeah, for sure. It's just, we just have a lot planned, and the behind the scenes we've been working on a lot. Currently we're located inside of a mall, so we have a retail front and then a back. Production is where all of this stuff. I'll give you a quick. So this is like where all the production is.
Wow.
But it's getting tight in here, so I needed to expand production and automate production. So that's what we did. The past few weeks we've been working on getting a second warehouse style building and transferring production there. But we've had a lot of hiccups because the new building doesn't have enough power, so we got to run a whole new service in there, and that's back ordered for like 3 months, so everything's just pushed back, unfortunately. But just keeping my head up through that.
So you need to bring more electricity to the new space.
Correct.
Yeah, gosh. I guess it's not that happens a lot when you're building things out, or you know, it takes longer than it originally anticipated, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Ho
Unfortunately.
Oh, hopefully that space, because you said you're in retail right now, has a roll-up door. I would
It
assume it
does.
does, right? Okay.
That's what I was looking for, is a roll-up door. This space doesn't have a roll-up door, but it has two big bay doors that open up, which is good as well, so I could get more equipment in there.
Okay. All right. That's great. Bob, what advice, if someone's listening to this and they wanted to start, whether a similar business to yours or something totally in a different industry, what advice would you give them? Some pointers as far as starting up the new business?
What advice? It's a good question. It
Like
depends.
day one, like what should they think about? Besides, the basic, go if you want to get an LLC or incorporate, whatever that is.
I don't even think you really have to get the LLC or incorporate. You can, but like first you want to know if this is a business you want to do. But I guess you could do the LLC, or I operated as a sole proprietor before I even got into the business. So I was just running the business for like a few years before I even did my LLC, just to make sure. I wish I did it sooner, but yeah, I would just figure out what business you want to start, solve a problem. And the second question is, are you happy? Are you passionate about the business? Are you enjoying what you're doing? Because if you're not enjoying what you're doing and you're not happy with the business, you're not going to be able to work 24 hours. Because like growing a business, it'll take a lot of time out of you. So you got to be able to willing to put all that in. And the second thing I would say is, right now, take advantage of the reach that's out there for free. The organic reach on all of these social media platforms is unbelievable. I would really just capitalize on that and just get on these social platforms, get your business out there. Because right now, you could start a clothing brand and like just show a mock-up on a social media platform and make like a good video, and you'll blow up and sell out. But as a business starting out, I would just see what need you want to fill, make some content around it, and just get out there. Do what I did. I just DM people and get my customers. That'll I guess that'll be your first problem, is if you're starting a business, is getting your first clientele. Obviously you won't make the most money off of it, but what I did in the beginning was I didn't even price my things to make a profit. In fact, I was probably losing money when I was doing my first few orders, because I just really wanted to get that order in, get my experience up in this industry, in this business, and be able to capitalize on the order that I did do and use that as what's it called, a portfolio, to be able to sell other clients. Like, hey, I did this for this client. I could do stuff for you as well. So really just getting my feet wet and getting out there and building a portfolio.
And
I
I
don't know if
guess,
that answers your question.
no, it does. And I guess once you start trying it, you found a love and a passion for it.
Yeah, for
Okay.
sure. Once you start trying it, and then like I was always passionate about fashion. I always wanted to start my own clothing brand, and I just ended up in this space. And honestly, I love it because I'm learning about the production of like all of this stuff. Like I know the ins and out of getting a design printed on a shirt. So it's awesome because I could take these skills now and be able to build my own clothing brand, and now be able to produce all of that in-house, keeping my costs super low. So it's a win-win. I'm just excited.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of times you see that the media sort of glamorizes entrepreneurship and business, and you're your own business person and you do your own hours. And like you say, you're working like crazy, especially in the beginning when you're doing everything, you're wearing all the hats. But they don't see there's also a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes. Like you said, like the admin, the production, maybe you don't love it. I'm sure there are things that you love more than others as far as your day to day and what you do for the business, right?
Of course, yeah, of course. Production can be taxing on the body. So that's why that was one of the reasons why we were expanding to that second facility and automating equipment. So, but that's just been delayed. So now I just got to deal with what's going on and just keep grinding away here. But yeah, like you said, business is glamorized. Like, yeah, you run your own hours, you make your own hours, but there's a saying that I'm sure you've heard. It's like you quit your 9 to 5 to work 24 hours. But that's just really how it is, Like I quit, I stopped working just so I could work all day, every day now. Like I really don't have a social life at this point because I'm just in that building phase of just growing this building, this business. And honestly, I love what I'm doing. That's what's making me be able to put in these hours and just continue growing. Like my mission is, it's bigger than me. You know, I'm really just, it's really inspired by my parents too. Like I really want to give them what they deserve, and that's really what's driving me to like continue and keep doing this because I want to help my parents out and give them like, just have them like, just give them like a duffel bag filled with cash and tell them to go live their life.
Well, from the sounds of it, I mean, they've done very well, like you said. You know, every time moving up from apartment to townhouse to house, and you know, the business obviously has worked out for them.
Yeah, it definitely has. I mean, so fun fact, I mean, we've kind of collided here. So right now I'm in a mall. So the retail front is basically that business and my business. Now we just come together. Now I'm just handling it for them. But my dad still runs the front, and then my mom's still here helping with production as well.
So once you move to your new warehouse, Bob, what's going to happen to, I guess, the back, which is right now what you're using?
We're going to keep this. I'm still going to keep this retail front. We're going to capitalize for the retail on our brand and change. I'm going to renovate it into like a t-shirt lab where people can come in and design their own t-shirt on the spot and get it printed right there. And then it's not going to be like your traditional heat press and like that cheap stuff. It's going to be like full direct-to-garment printer and like proper printing. And it's going to be like a studio set up to like where there will be samples of all of our custom work. So we try to keep a sample of one shirt of super nice stuff that we've done, and we try to keep it, hang it up out there and make it like a studio. So like if a customer wants to work with us and they want to see some of our work or feel samples and stuff, they'll be directed to this retail front right in the front, and we could have a meeting and show you everything right there and then.
I love that. That's a great idea. I don't think that exists much, right? I don't see that much as far as a studio where you can come in and do that.
Yeah, you don't see that much. I just want to create like a creative studio, and like at the same time we'll still be selling some apparel in there maybe. And then also I want to do like screen print workshops. I think screen printing is a really, really cool experience, and we want to start doing a live screen printing out in the retail front. And like I've been hit up a few times for people watching my YouTube or Instagram just trying to learn screen printing and learn the basics of it. And I've been asked so many times, do you do like a course or something that I could just come and learn with you? And it's like, I don't do that yet, but that would be an awesome way to make this facility into that when I'm in that new facility. So we're working on that. 2024, like I said, I'm excited for it, but I got a lot planned out. I just always have ideas in my head,
That's
just a matter of
great.
getting
That
to it.
there's so many ways you can take this. I was just thinking you can even make like a e-course online, charge people, obviously, like maybe video content and different sessions. And like you said, you can even do face to face, and that would cost a little bit more. And you can go more in depth and show them things and tours of different facilities you have there or your new space. Yeah, you can make money all different ways here. I like that.
Yeah, I just want to make it like a cool experience. The e-course I could have did a while ago. I could have did now, but I just don't. That's just not how I want to make my money, is just selling people a course. And then like, I don't know. I just don't want to be like known for that. So that's why the face to face is perfect, because like, come screen print with me. Let's make a screen right there. Let's take it to the front. Let's screen print your design. Let's show you exactly how it's done. Do it with me. Like, it'll be a I'm really excited for that. I think that'll be a really cool experience. And content, like I said, a new business, like if I'm starting that new venture, I'm gonna take that to content and take it to the moon. Like, I'm just gonna post it on Instagram, and then boom, people are gonna notice that and see that, and then they're like, oh, I want to do that. It'll be like a cool thing, because I feel like, you know how there's like you could go on like a little date and then go like paint. Like, have you been to Rio, right? There's like this
There's like
painting
sip
place.
and
Like,
paint. You can like drink wine and paint and all that.
yeah, so that would be like a cool thing. Like, go on a date. Let's go print screen print our own t-shirt. I
I
think that'd be a
agree.
cool
Yeah,
thing.
that
So
would be very cool. I'll be there for sure.
yeah, I'll let you know.
I think I'll enjoy that more than probably painting and sipping on wine. I mean, I'm not much of a
Yeah.
drinker myself, but you know.
Yeah, me neither, no. But I think it'd be cool. Obviously, we won't have drinks. It'd be, t-shirts.
You
But
could. I mean, there's great margin in alcohol. I have a lot of clients in that business, so.
I bet, I bet. But I think it'd be a cool experience. I think it'd be awesome. Like, especially because we already get a few people coming in the store asking for like one shirt, and that's just really not what we do. It's really in bulk, so we just can't do that for them. So I was just, while I'm here and getting those, I'm just like, I should just put a printer up there and make like a cool experience.
Did you think that idea about maybe 2024 or maybe later 2025?
No, like ASAP. I want to do this ASAP. 2024. I want to get
Okay.
this up and going.
That's great. You're gonna have a busy 2024.
I know. I know.
That's great. We were talking earlier how sometimes people sort of overcomplicate when it comes to the production of content. And I know you're more of the camp of just try to keep it simple and putting it out there and seeing what sticks and seeing what the public, what they like, and then go from there. You're recording everything from your smartphone, right? Or are you using a camera?
It is my smartphone, but I do have a camera as well that I invested in this year, though.
Just this
Before
year.
then, just this year, before
Yeah.
then, it's all been my phone. All of my YouTube videos, the long form, it's all been through my phone. In fact, I got up till 10,000 subscribers on YouTube, long form content, all off of my phone. So that's what I mean when people overcomplicate it and say, oh, I want to make a YouTube channel, I want to make content. Your phone has a amazing camera. Like,
Yeah.
use your phone. Like, as long as you have the storage, you use your phone because it has an amazing camera. And a lot of my videos, if you go on YouTube, it's shot on my phone. But now, obviously, I have a camera and stuff. But in the beginning, it was all, it's still, I still use my phone to this day.
That's great. And for people listening who want some pointers with the phone, are you using this side? How are you doing when it comes to long form YouTube?
Long
Horizontal,
form
vertical?
YouTube. Long form YouTube is more like this because it's long form. Short form is more straight because it's, Instagram, TikTok, they're looking more straight.
Yeah. And with long form YouTube, you like the videos. Obviously, they're long form. So is there a sweet spot you like the video to be a certain number of minutes?
No, I don't usually have like a goal of minutes. I just record whatever I'm recording, and then when I get into editing, whatever clips I like, I keep it, and whatever the length is, I go with it. And I've
Okay.
got some pretty long videos. I've had like an hour long video and people watched it.
Wow. You got some great
Yeah.
followers there.
Yeah. It's a nice community.
Yeah. What, is there any specific traits or habits you feel you have, Bob, that have helped you, whether for business or just personally?
Just being ambitious, just staying ambitious and goal oriented and just on a mission to just succeed and just be better every day, just being happy doing what you love.
You know, with businesses, I know you've been in it now for what, over 6 years around. You know, there's obviously setbacks and there's good moments. Is there any specific setback that comes to mind right now that you had? And if so, what did you learn from that?
Great question. Great question. There's setbacks like every day. Like this,
Yeah.
remember how I just talked about that this new building? That's a major setback, that electrical thing, 'cause it's like I put a lot of investments into this 'cause I had already bought my automated equipment. It's just sitting at the new place in crates still.
Oh.
It should have been set up last month and I would have been operating out of there already. But this electrical, having all that stuff done, and then on top of that, having to wait 3 months. So everything just got put behind. So, like, this past like week or two has been a big setback week. So, like, I've just been dealing with that. It's like, it's been a bad situation, but I'm just looking at the bright side. Like, I'm just gonna power through this and hopefully I make it through.
I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, with business, like you said, there are setbacks almost daily. And so as far as how you deal with it is just you try to look at the positivity and just power through it.
Yeah, it's just power through it. The other thing is I could cancel that and then try to find another building and get in there that already has the power, but it's like the market is so tight. It's just, I'm sure you would know, you're a commercial real estate, but it's just like I can't find much around here in Frederick, and if I do, it's just cost too much. So this building was great on rent. The only thing is, and I gotta wait like 3, 4 months and add more power, and that's coming out of our cost. Even though I'm leasing the building, it's still a big big price that I got to pay just to get even more power in there. So this is like a major setback that I'm going through right now. It's tough. Like it's at first I was like, damn, this is gonna destroy me. But no, it's not. It's just like you said, I just got to power through it. I'm just keeping my head up and just gonna keep grinding and hopefully it pays off.
No, it's true. I mean, in the Frederick area, as far as industrial, it's a tight market, and the industrial market has been hot ever since COVID. And that market, unfortunately, doesn't have a lot of product as far as industrial product. How big a space are you going into? Do you remember?
This one's 2,400 square foot, so not too big, but this one currently I'm in. So the back side of what I'm operating right now is about 1,500 square foot. So I'm moving that 1,500 into 2,400 just for production. So this will clear up and then retail will have its own thing as well.
And even for 2400, Bob, I mean, typically the industrial boxes are larger than that. I don't know if you went out and toured, but most of the spaces are larger than 2400. So that's great that you were able to find something that size.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's good. Are there, we talked about the habits that you have. How does the future, I know we talked about also about the future and what you want to focus on 2024, but what do you see beyond that in the next few years?
Next few years, I want to the 2024, I want to cap go all in on content more and then do that. Rebrand the retail for like that experience and like try to get like a workshops and stuff like that going. And what I see for the future is really just that becoming a successful motive. And then me being able to hire like a full team and then having a team on my back versus me just dealing with a lot of everything right now. Don't get me wrong, I have like help in production and stuff, but like it's still a lot of me going on right now and it's a lot of grinding, but hopefully building out a team, that'll be awesome, is building a team and then long term just growing this business. Hopefully I'm automated by then, 2024 I should be, and that'll really help things up because I'll be 10xing my volume, so my volume and my output, so that'll be a big help and that will help me focus on the brand because if I'm moving 10 times faster in production, I'll be able to have 10 times more time, which means I can allocate a lot more into content, business, running the business instead of being in the business, and growing my brand.
So we will be able to see more No Grind, No Glory in the future.
Oh yeah, you're gonna see that everywhere soon. I'm gonna look back at this video and be like, I called it. You're gonna see it everywhere.
I mean, I can see it. I mean, there's so many brands that have been, made through social. I mean, there's so many things you can do, like you said. I mean, I forgot the name of it just the other day, by sponsoring people or athletes and then just pushing it. And again, creating content for your brand. Yeah. And all that takes time though, like you said, but in right now, time is unfortunately limited.
With all these barriers and stuff, roadblocks coming my way, it's tough, but I'm making it work. I'm making it work as best I. People genuinely love the No Grind, No Glory in the retail front already. You know, when they see it, it's like a beautiful message, and they like it. And aesthetic imprints, our custom side, you know, that's been growing really good. Word of mouth, social media, all of that. And I just really plan to just keep up with demand, automate production, treat my customers like royalty, and continue moving forward.
Right now, with the aesthetic imprints, would you say what percentage of, I guess, the percentage of the business comes from social? And social, I'm including there also YouTube, right? Even though I know it's a search engine. Or is it more now word of mouth referral? How does that look today?
It's a lot from social. That's really where we get a lot. But word of mouth as well, because now we've been working with some clients for a few years now, and then, you know, people ask them where they get their stuff printed, and then they refer them to us. So it's a lot of word of mouth and social. I don't know exactly how it would break down, but I would say it's mainly those two are like the big ones. It's like, because they see us on there and then they just call us or reach out to us.
Yeah. What do you know now, Bob, that you wish you would have known at the start of your business career?
Just in general, like business.
Yeah, in general.
Good question. What do I know now? Content. I wish I did it sooner. I wish I did it when I started. Because right now, I started the YouTube thing 2, 3 years ago. I could look back and see me in the basement, like growing this business. It was like I was like a totally different person 2 years ago in the basement. Like I could go back now and see that. So the other reason I do content on YouTube is because I can't wait to look back at it 20 years from now and see the empire that I've built. And then when people try to say it was an overnight success, I'm like, there's a YouTube channel. Scroll back to my basement days. You'll be able to see everything. So I'm really excited to see that. But like what you mentioned is what I wish I knew was content. I wish I started sooner on the content, even took it heavier, especially with YouTube. And then what else would I say? I think content is just, I know I'm just repetitive with the content, but I think that's just the way I've built my business and like word of mouth, of course, but content is super important in today's day and age.
With content, Bob, since that's been the focus as far as how the growth in the business, sort of the fuel there in the engine, do you have a specific schedule? Do you like to post once a day in IG and Instagram or in YouTube, or how does that work for
Every
you
day.
every
Every
day?
day. That's the goal is every day.
7 days a week.
That's 7 days a week on Instagram. Obviously I don't get to do that now, but that's how I grew it. Like in the summer last year, like I was doing it every day. That's how I was like, boom, boom, boom. Like that's how I was getting out there, like supply and demand, fill it up with supply. And yeah, it every day is the best one. 'Cause I had a friend tell me before, a few years ago, I was making content and I was posting every day. He was like, why are you posting every day? It's like people are gonna get annoyed of seeing your stuff like every time they open their feed. I'm like, really? I'm like, in hindsight, I'm like, no, that's like the total opposite. Do not listen to that. Like nobody's gonna get annoyed. You wanna be in people's faces. Put your brand out there. Like keep continuing to put content out there, 'cause right now, the more, the better. Just flood it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Are you doing it once a day or are you doing it multiple times a day?
Multiple times a day would be beautiful. I would love to 2024, I would love to get it to like at least 2 times a day on each platform. But right now, my time, I just got a lot on my plate. So I haven't been able to do that. But that's how I've built what I've built is like posting every day. On YouTube, I was posting 2, 3 times a week at least, like a long form video. And that's what got me to like keep getting these community built and like these views. But that's definitely the goal of 2024 is continue with the content every day.
That's great. Have you thought about, I mean, obviously this costs money as far as hiring some of that out. But I guess in the future, you did mention you want to bring in more of a team to help you with everything, right?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Bob.
I definitely want to build a team on the content. So editing takes so much time, but I just haven't found out the best way to do that. 'Cause like, I don't know how an editor would know what type of videos I want to keep. 'Cause now it's just like, if I like it, I just go in there and edit it myself. Right now, I'm just stuck in my ways and doing that. But I definitely want to build a team out and be able to delegate tasks. I think that's my biggest weakness right now is to delegate more.
Yeah.
And I think in business, that's like an important role is most people don't know when to start delegating. And I'm a young guy, you know, I'm still learning as I go. I need to start building the team out. But then that comes with like the cost and stuff. But it's been great to even just have a team help me in production because that's taking a lot of weight off my shoulders because I got help in production. But moving forward, I want to continue building the team.
How did you learn all this? Did you have any mentors or was it YouTube University or online or what?
Straight up YouTube University. I learned everything on there, you know. In the beginning, I was even YouTubing screen printing and learning off that, just you know, YouTube. I learned a lot of everything on YouTube. That's why that's what goes back to like the school thing is I was learning a lot more physically running my own business on the business side than I was like as a business major in school. 'Cause I was in the field. I was in the stand. I was doing the business. So, you know, I was just growing this and just growing that. and YouTube has been like, I learned a lot on there. That's kind of why I started posting on YouTube, because now it's like a circle. It's like a circle effect. It's like I used to be the one learning off YouTube. Now there's people learning screen printing off of my video. So it's like a full circle moment, but it's been awesome.
That is awesome. That's great. I know we're coming to an end here now, and I know you're always busy running the business 24/7, Bob, but when you're not busy working, what do you like to do for fun in your free time?
I'm just always working, but free time, play some basketball, or just get some fresh air outside. And right now it's cold, you can't really do that, but there's not much I've been able to do recently. I mean, I'm just always here, especially with like the retail front. You just inside of a mall, you always have to be open. There's no like you can't be closed, so it's like you got to be here. So lately my social and work life has just been work. I know that's not me answering your question, but that's just what I've been doing, is just working. And then if not that, usually I'm still learning. So when I'm off, I'll go home and like watch YouTube videos about the business itself. So I'm just always learning.
That's great. Do you ever like take a break and say, hey, I want to take a long weekend somewhere, or just take a break for a week or two, or no, it's just all grind?
Yeah, all grind. It's been a lot of grinding lately. I haven't really had like a day off in a while, or a weekend off, or a weekend to myself. It's been a long time since I've had that. But yeah, no, right now it's just been a lot of grinding. I'm just on a mission, and obviously it messes with you. Like at some point your body's like, dude, you're tired. Sleep in. Sometimes you just sleep in, and then
Yeah.
you just have a later start to the day. But it's just been a lot of grinding lately. And then when it comes down to it, I do like take some time off, and like when there's like trade shows going on around the business, like you go out to like these trade shows. Usually I take like a weekend and go do that, but technically I'm still working because I'm just doing business stuff there. But that's usually like a day off for me.
When you step out of production for that day or that weekend, does it suffer, or do you come back and you're like, oh man, now I have to play catch up?
It depends. Sometimes, yeah, you do have to play catch up, but usually I'm able to work around the schedule and make it work.
Okay. All right. That's great. Bob, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. I had a great time. If people want to go follow you, learn more about what you're doing, or go visit you, where can they get more information, please?
Yeah, for sure. You can find me at Aesthetic Imprints for the custom side of things on Instagram, TikTok, Aesthetic Imprints. My YouTube channel is Bov Productions, BAAV Productions. There you'll be able to see a day in the life of what it takes to operate my business, because that's really what I'm doing, is showing the good, showing the bad, showing the mess ups in production. We really keep it transparent, so you'll be able to see how orders are being done in our production facility. So you'll be able to see all the inside scoop. And yeah, across all social media is Aesthetic Imprints and Bob Productions.
That's great. Thank you again, Bob. I had a great time.
Thanks for having me, man. This was awesome.
Take care.